Good morning, Living Well. How's everybody doing? We had a wonderful time last night with Jesus Ice Cream and Pizza. There was a pool involved. It was a lot. We're going to continue that fun today with Nathan. Let's give a round of applause for Nathan being here. Pastor Nathan's with us today and his family, and we're so happy to see them. So let's begin with a verse here in a moment. Or you can pick one. How's everybody doing? Where are you from? How's everybody online today? Welcome online as well. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them. And they said, "Well, we'll go with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Ever had a day like that? So won't you rise and worship with us?
They caught nothing.
I'm following Jesus now, and He knows the way. I made up my mind, I leave it behind, no turning back, no turning back. I'm moving on, not looking back. I'm giving Him all that I have, no turning back, no turning back. Though I may wander, I am not lost. So many distractions, but I look to the cross. I made up my mind, I leave it behind. No turning back, no turning back. I'm moving on, not looking back. I'm giving Him all that I am. No turning back, no turning back. You wanna come with me? He loves you the same. Won't you come with me? Just call out His name. Say, I have decided to follow Jesus.
To follow Jesus.
Say, I have decided.
I have decided.
I'm following Jesus. Following Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. I'm moving on, not looking back. I'm giving Him all that I have. No turning back, no turning back, no turning back.
Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw Him, they worshipped Him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."
That would ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves. When my heart becomes free, and my shame is undone, your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overflown by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. the sweetest of loves. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone, your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord.
Let us become. Of your presence, let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence,
chapter 10, verse 2, Jesus said, "Pray the Lord of the harvest to send workers out into his harvest field." In Matthew chapter 28, Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go into all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit." And here were those disciples. Right after those words, where were they? Huddled in an upper room, scared to death that the same people that were going to come, that came and got Jesus, were going to come and get them too. But they were being obedient to the word of God, and they were staying until something was going to happen. Amen. And the Holy Spirit came into that place and filled all the believers. It looked like tongues of fire rested on each of them, and they began to utter the word of God in the languages of the people that were had attended from all nations under earth in Acts chapter 2. And those disciples went from there and fulfilled the word of God to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You see, what I'm saying is this: when we invite the Holy Spirit to do his work, we become a vessel. We become his, in the hands of the Master. And so the work is already done, amen? We become obedient to his leading. And he places us strategically, divine appointments, wherever he wants us. And we just interact and build relationship and just keep reflecting Jesus. Amen. We just keep reflecting Jesus. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this morning. So good to be in your presence. And Holy Spirit, we welcome your presence. presence here, not just here, but into our hearts, that you would fill us like you did the apostles and those gathered in the upper room at Pentecost. That, Lord, you would fill us with your power, fill us with your presence, fill us with your unction, Lord, that we may see that your work is possible because of what you have done in us. And Lord, we say yes to that, and we partner with you in going to the uttermost parts of the earth to do the work that you've called us to do. Thank you, Lord, for this service this morning. Thank you for those who have joined us online. Thank you, Lord, for those who have prayed for this day. Thank you for answered prayer. Thank you, Lord, that you have already demonstrated your presence. Our hearts have been strangely warmed, as John Wesley said. Father, we receive the gift of your Spirit. We receive the gift of your infilling and power. Give us eyes to see. And Lord, we would plead for your grace, that what we would see today wouldn't blow us away, but that we would survive so that we could do your will and work while we're here on this earth. Father, give us so much of you that it drowns out our agenda. Give us so much of you that it's all we can see to do your will and to do your work in the lives that you've given us to live. Father, bless the offering as it is received now, and bless the video as it is played. We ask you, Lord, to teach us a little more about what it is to be in relationship with people, to just do life together. And Lord, use each and every one of us, we pray. Bless the offering in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Ushers, if you would come.
Keeping people on vision is really as simple as reminding them in Miami-Dade County that 9 out of every 10 people they come in contact with are going to be lost. And so we encourage our people to remember that. And we have several strategies in terms of going at lost people. One of the things that has worked very effectively for us is we have what we call invite cards. And it's just a business card that people can carry in their wallet. It's easy to pull out, and it just says, you're invited. And people respond to those very well. I've often used my invite card as not only a way to invite somebody to Christ, but once I hand them that card, they say, tell me about this card, about this church, and that opens the door for me to share the faith to them. Also, in terms of keeping people on task, in terms of evangelism, the pastor and the staff have to lead that way, and so I want our people to know that I'm always witnessing to people, I'm always trying to share the faith, and I'm always giving out those invite cards, and I'm always inviting people to Christ. So we have to lead by example.